Some refugees living in Arua district are attaining the non-formal practical skill training to restore their lost hope. These students are pursuing practical skill training in mechanic from St. Joseph Vocational Technical Training School in Ediofe.
The training is okay because it will help my future generate. Even sometimes it will also, I will be busy there because they are came there. There is not any job that we can get as a refugees.
Though we are in refugee camp, we need to gain those skills such that we will have a bright future. And when we go back to South Sudan, I think we will be some people who has some skills that can help our families and our community in future.
Once I completed my training, I hope I will and something little.
Brother John Bosco Adule, an instructor at St. Joseph Vocational Training School, Ediofe.
Besides practicals, we also give them life skills. How to make money, you know, to be a mechanic doesn't mean that you only concentrate on vehicle. You also to know and have the knowledge on how to also earn other lives, like being aware of the HIV status. There's also our model. We teach them life skills on every part, how to behave also in society that is socialism.
Luca Nyadri, the director of studies on the good relationship the refugees have in the school.
The communication or the relationship among themselves was just good. Our students liked them. They also liked our students.
Raymond Aguta, the livelihood and gender field officer Caritas Arua, one of the organizations sponsoring these refugee students.
When they came this side, they left everything behind. They don't know where to start. So the basic reason behind this program was to give them a skill which they can use to generate income to survive in Uganda.
This is the second time Caritas is sponsoring the refugees, where over 320 refugees benefited from the program in West Nile.